but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long.
All right. Maybe I should. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio as we are every weekday morning, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Keeping you company, keeping you informed, and helping you get through this, and we're all going to get through this together. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up at 2:30, we go to the classic Johnny Carson. You can watch the Johnny Carson show every night on Antenna TV, and we play back some comedy from there, some stand-up or some sketches. Right now, we're going to at 2:30, we're going to listen to Rita Rudner from 1986, and we're also going to talk about American inventions that changed the world. And we have, because it's Wednesday morning, another edition of Know Your Onion. All right, my next guest is an asperomancer, and meaning that she is the world's first and only one of its kind, that she can predict the future using nothing more than a handful of asparagus, tossing these spears into the air and then interpreting how they land. We heard about this from our good friends over at the food website, The Takeout. And so, Tom, we have to call her and see if she'll play her on the show. And so her name is Jemima Packington. Jemima, hello.
Good morning, Nick, and how are you?
I'm well. How are you handling everything here?
Well, one foot in front of the other, as they say. We're all in the same boat, aren't we?
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's such a fascinating story that we heard about this. First of all, where are you from in England?
Right, originally from Worcestershire, but I now live in Bath, which is in Somerset, and it's World Heritage Site. Everybody, I think, knows about the Roman city of Bath.
Yes. Oh, well, that's nice. It sounds like a very nice place.
It is indeed.
Yes. Now, what do you do besides being a person who can read the future with asparagus? What do you do actually for a living? Or yeah.
I lunch, put it that way. This is what I do, the asparomancer. It's year-round for me. So whenever I'm asked to make predictions, I will do so. I do it for private individuals. I do it for corporations. I do it at public events for all sorts of things. So it keeps me busy.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Okay, well, let me ask you this. How did this happen? Did you just suddenly drop some asparagus on the ground and just kind of saw something?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, we were all sitting around the kitchen table eating asparagus. And the traditional way to eat asparagus is with your fingers. You pick it up and it was very buttery because that's how we serve it, with a nice big chunk of butter. And some fell out of my hand onto the ground. And I came out with a very precocious remark. And it goes into the annals of family history that my parents sort of went, because they thought that maybe I had the gift which was in the family. I had a great aunt who read tea leaves. Mm. But they didn't encourage, they didn't discourage, they just sort of left it. And then when I was in my teens and I started looking at things in more depth, I realized that I could do something, and it was because of a family comment about the asparagus that prompted me to use it, and the rest is history.
Wow. So you've had this in your family. It runs in your family, able to predict the future.
Yes.
So you know, you said it was your aunt?
A great aunt, yes.
Great aunt.
And they thought it had slipped a generation and come to me, yeah.
I see. And so, but she would do tea leaves.
Yes.
Did you ever try tea leaves?
I actually have, but it doesn't work as well for me. Mm-hmm. I find that the patterns that the asparagus make when they're cast on a flat surface, I can interpret better than the symbols in a teacup.
Mm. And if people want a reading, are you doing them over the phone? Are you doing them virtually on the internet?
Absolutely. And what I can do as well is if people send me a photograph, if they cast some asparagus and take a picture, photograph of what they've cast, and then email it to me, And I'm on Twitter as well, then I'll be able to do a reading for them from that.
Okay. That's amazing, just from a photograph of asparagus. So they have to throw it. So the idea is you throw the asparagus up in the air, and when it lands, take a picture of it?
That's right, yeah.
And do you have to, are there a certain, how many pieces of asparagus do you have to use?
What I always say is that the larger the round, as we call a bunch of asparagus, the larger the round of asparagus, the more in-depth reading I can give. There's more for me to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just throw six or seven spears, and I can do a quick sort of prediction based on that. If it's short-term, medium-term, long-term, the more asparagus used, the more accurate I can be.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Jemima, hang on, okay?
No problems.
Okay. We're going to talk about more with Jemima Packington, who is an asparamancer who can read the future using asparagus. And she's made some pretty accurate predictions in the past, and we'll go through a little bit of that as well. And if you want to jump in here, it's 312-981-7200. Right. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are here. We're live downtown in the Skyline Studio here until 4, as we are every weekday morning, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Coming up, we're going to talk about American inventions that changed the world. We've got some classic Johnny Carson. Rita Rudner will do some stand-up from 1986. And because it's Wednesday, we'll have two lucky contestants play Know Your Onion. That's coming up at 3:30. Right now, we're talking with Jemima Packington. She actually can read the future by looking at asparagus. And we're getting all the details on that. Jemima, welcome back.
Hi there.
All right. So, how often do you do readings?
I can weekly. I know it's silly, but whenever there's a demand, I do it. People seek me out. I will do the readings for them, be it sort of television, radio, personal. It doesn't matter. I'm just happy to oblige.
Okay. All right. And you've actually made some pretty good predictions in the past that have come true. Like you predicted the Prime Minister Gordon Brown, the demise of him. You predicted the credit crunch.
Yes.
You predicted the Oscar,
yes.
The Oscars for the British film The King's Speech as well.
Yes, indeed. Every December, I produce a list of New Year predictions for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So in December of 2019, I predicted there will be turmoil within the royal family, and this will result in certain members being precluded from royal duties and privileges withdrawn, but the sovereign will prevail. And of course, we all know what happened there, don't
we? Yes, we do.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex decamped over to LA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like that. Brexit, we'd had a lot of hype about Brexit, and I said it's just going to happen smoothly, and of course it did. No one even noticed that we'd left the EU. People thought that, you know, the world would come to an end, but it didn't. I did actually say concerns about global warming, and there's going to be more instances of storms and typhoons and hurricanes and flooding, and of course you've been suffering that quite recently, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
With heavier than average rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we're going to have to get to grips with.
It's amazing. Here in Chicago, in Illinois, it's the wettest May ever, and it's only the 20th. There's, you know.
Yeah.
So, but there's no rain in the forecast for the next few days, so we're happy about that.
Well, that is incredibly good. And, of course, with the lockdown that we've had over Europe, the carbon emissions from all the vehicles are just gone almost to zero.
Yeah.
And, of course, the air pollution, there isn't any air pollution. So I think there's a message there for everybody.
Yeah, no, that's happening. That's happening everywhere. I know that here in Chicago, the same thing.
Yeah. And, of course, you are renowned, aren't you, for sort of motor car manufacturing in the past.
Yes, exactly. So how do you read the asparagus? So you throw a handful of asparagus into the air and they land, and then how do you read the asparagus?
Well, the stalks, the spears of asparagus, fall and create patterns. And from the patterns, I can interpret these and then make predictions based on what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I can normally tell individuals with quite stunning accuracy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was my puppy who's just played with a squeaky toy. She's
That's
getting
okay.
bored.
That's okay. This is you're the second guest that's pet appeared on the show with us this morning.
I know she's called Ella and she photobombs. She tries. I was doing a broadcast on independent television via Skype, and she tried to get in on the act there, but we had to sort of keep her at bay. There are certain things which are indicators, and for instance, the little tip of asparagus, when the little tips fall off, the buds, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
That can mean either two things. It can mean sort of sadness, tears, or it can mean rejoicing, celebration, champagne, call it what you will. And it's based on the rest of the reading that I'm able then to say which way that goes. People, I know, get very scared about predictions, but I say there is nothing horrible to be interpreted. Mm-hmm. You may have your attention drawn to a possible obstacle in the future, but there's nothing untoward, and there's nothing, oh, golly, I'm sorry I asked. And that's the way I look at it. And I think it's my attitude to that I always try and put the positive as opposed to the negative.
Yeah, well, that's a fun way to do it, because some people do get a little bit nervous if the predictions are going to be sad.
So. Yes, exactly. But one of my rules is, which I'm sure you can appreciate, Nick, is that I never do a reading for anybody under the age of 16.
Oh, sure.
Because I say the only prediction I can make for them is to work hard, mind mum and pop, and get all your homework done on time. That's all that matters.
That's it. There's your prediction for people under 16. That's really.
That's right.
That's really great. Some of the predictions that you've made for this year, it says here, a renowned showbiz personality will announce his retirement from public, which will come as a great surprise, but he'll receive an honor for his achievements.
Yes.
And this is now, were you specific about whether this was an English showbiz personality or American or any from other part of the world?
I suspect it could be an international mm-hmm. personality. But what you may or may not know is that it is within the gift of Her Majesty the Queen to bestow her honours to non-British individuals. So, for instance, Bob Geldof, who is Irish by descent and by nationality, was given a knighthood.
Yeah.
Because, so, if this is going to be international, and it's going to be somebody who it will be a loss to the area they come from, but they will be rewarded by an honor for their services.
Okay. All right. And you see that in the asparagus.
I do.
I like this one. There will be a resurgence of independent retailers and smaller shops. Shop local will start to mean something again. I hope when this pandemic is over that's absolutely correct, because the small businesses are taking a big hit during this.
Interesting is that people said to me, well, why didn't you predict the pandemic? And I said, well, no one could have predicted how quickly that had spread. But what we're finding here, and especially where I live in Bath, is that the smaller little local shops are actually safer for individuals than the larger supermarkets, because they're only allowing one or two people in at a time. You can keep your social distance. You can buy your food. And most of the, you know, the 8 till 8 or the mom and pop shops, they stock nearly everything you could need. And people are actually using them because they find they feel safer doing that than going into one of the larger supermarkets where you've got a crush of people. And, you know, especially if you're a bit nervous or you're at one of the at-risk categories and you've still got to go out and do some shopping, that's the way to do it. So all of a sudden, that there it was. And that's what people are doing.
Yep, exactly. This is so interesting. The interest in veganism will plateau as people will find it difficult to embrace no animal products being consumed. How did you figure out that one?
It was actually interesting that I kept on getting animal shapes. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I kept on getting animal shapes. And when you interpret it with the surge that we'd had of people saying, oh, it's vegan, it's vegan. And the difference between being a vegetarian and being a vegan is a vegan eschews all animal products. So they won't wear leather, they won't wear wool, they don't eat animal products or byproducts. And a lot of people confuse, if you like, vegetarianism with veganism, because if you were a true vegan, you know, you'd be walking around in your croc plastic shoes and a polyester top and what have you, and eschewing that. And people, I think, are finding it difficult to give up all the animal products.
Yeah. I would never be able to be a vegan.
No.
No, never.
I love my vegetables, and especially asparagus.
I bet. Asparagus.
I do like my steak as well.
The asparagus that you use, do you eat it afterwards?
Oh yes. What you do? I always say to people, you know, all you've got to do if you cast it on a clean surface, such as a clean bed sheet or a clean bath towel or something, you can actually then just rinse it under the tap and prepare it and eat it.
Yeah.
So it's very good for not wasting.
I happen to really love asparagus.
It's so good for you.
Oh, and it's so delicious too. I just love it. I love it roasted. That's my favorite preparation for asparagus.
Do you know the easiest way to do this? And people go, oh, but it's so true. You just shave the very end off your asparagus, just because it's a living thing. It's a bit like a flower stalk. You just save the end off. And I put mine in the microwave oven with a little drop of water for about 4.5 minutes, and it's perfect.
Ah.
And you don't have to boil it forever. Roasting is fantastic. But did you know that the Romans used to freeze asparagus? They considered it a prized vegetable. And they used to go up with their carts to the snow line of the Apennine Mountains in Italy and bury the asparagus in the snow, ready for all their big feasts and festivals.
Wow. I didn't know that. I also love the fact that you can...
I'm full of these useless bits.
I also love the fact that, you know, you can just bend the asparagus, and when it naturally breaks, that's where the bottom part goes.
Yeah. Well, one way I was taught, I've been very lucky in that what I do appeals to all sorts of people, including, you know, Michelin-style professional chefs. So you get lots of very good cooking tips. And one of the best I had was that when you had your spear of asparagus or your stalk of asparagus, use your thumbnail from the very bottom and just press lightly. And as soon as the asparagus starts to give, that's where you trim it off.
That's where you cut it, yeah.
But if you buy a rind of asparagus or a bunch of asparagus and you don't want to use it straight away, just shave the ends off and stand them in a glass of water or a vase of water and you can keep them up to a week like that.
Well, there you go. All right.
Because it is a growing thing.
See, not only do you can you see the future in asparagus, but you know more about asparagus than I think I've ever talked to anybody about.
Well, it's my job.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, listen, is there a website that people can go to? You're on Twitter, correct? And if they do want to request,
I'm on Twitter.
If they do want to request a reading,
I don't have a website per se. I prefer the personal touch.
Okay,
but my email is, and it's all one word in lowercase, theasparamancer@yahoo.com.
Theasparamancer@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. It was really a delight to talk to you, Jemima, and best of luck with you.
And you too, Nick, and to everybody, please stay safe and be kind to one another.
Very good. Thank you, Jemima.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Bye there. Jemima Packington, the Asparamancer. She can see the future in asparagus. We heard this story last week, and we're like, we have to talk to this woman. That was fun. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll play some classic Johnny Carson clip. We got some stand-up here from Rita Rudner, 1986 era. And that's coming up after this.